that in post.
Yeah.
That one hurt it.
Let's just not have you play anything from your computer anymore.
You know, it's, you know what it is? It's the, you know, as always, it's the, because the sound bites have gone flawlessly today. You know what that is? That's the fault of Microsoft. That's who I blame. I blame Microsoft for all of it. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up later on, we got the top five, Scotty J's top five musical acts of all time, and Dennis Pritzenbarger is going to be as well for the Fuel Show at the Ministry of Truth. Ladies and gentlemen, in for Tim Riley is Scotty J.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Scotty J.
Well, good afternoon. Yes, Scotty J in for Tim Riley here at AM 970. Online sperm donors.
What?
Online sperm donors.
I swear to God, I thought you said all my sperm donors.
No.
All right. Go ahead.
Online sperm donors offer to impregnate Mel C. Believe it or not, Mel C has been offered the services of strangers.
Is that Baby Spice?
You know, I think, yes, it's Spice Girl, right? She's the last Spice Girl. What? I'm not sure what her...
the last Spice Girl. Is that like being the last samurai? She is the last Spice Girl.
Salty. Anyways,
Why did you just say salty?
I don't know. That's a spice of some sort. Okay, lost my place. You're strangers to impregnate her right away so she doesn't feel left out.
Okay, stop reading.
Okay.
Let's start again from the top, shall we? And let's... let's try to not be horrific and confusing this time.
Okay. Online sperm donors offer to impregnate Mel C. Believe it or not, Mel C has been offered the services of strangers to impregnate...
That's exactly what you wanted. Some stranger's sperm inside your body. I don't really care. You just leave it under the door.
Say that?
We're talking about a medical act.
That's really wrong.
We are talking, she wants to be, they are offering to impregnate her because she wants to reproduce. Is that not right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And they want
it's a new
she
story.
Wants to be impregnated right away,
well,
so she doesn't feel left out as the only Spice Girl without a child.
Is that true? They all got kids? Oh, that's right, because Mel B has what? Why do I know this? Why is this in my head?
Well, it's just funny that you ask, because as I read on, it says right here,
the Sporting Spice doesn't have any kids. Sporting Spice has no kids. Melanie Chisholm?
Sporting Spice is a lesbian.
No. Well, I don't think that's true.
I think it is true. And I'm not trying to be general because she had the short hair and she was the one playing
sports. Is that because she's athletic, Sarah? All athletic women are lesbians. Is that what you are saying?
Yeah, right.
All right. Sporting Spice is not, Sporting Spice is not a lesbian. Here's why. Here's why I know this. I know this because, well, I don't know this, but here's why I think I know this. Because I seem to remember reading about her being romantically attached to several men, and there would be no reason for her to lie about that. She is, and it stuck out because I remembered it because I remember thinking, I thought she was the gay. And then, no, she was romantically linked with several men.
She's not gay. She's never had a relationship with another woman.
That's what I'm saying. She would have no reason to lie about it because, A, she's, you know, it's a different time. You can be more open about those things. And, B, she would have no reason to lie about being a lesbian if she were, because everybody assumed she was, because she was the one with the athletic figure.
And who knows if she was even actually an athlete, since she was just playing a character.
Totally, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, yeah, and she didn't even give herself the name Sporty anyway. Everybody knows she just happened to be, let's just say it, she was the flat-chested one. So everybody, she wore a ponytail and Adidas. So everybody just assumed. And incorrectly, obviously. So that's what I'm saying. But I don't think she has kids either.
Well, no, apparently they all do, except for Mel C.
Okay.
They're pregnant anyways.
Let's move forward.
As we read on with this story, it says, wacky yet true. She has been offered sperm over the internet. The former Spice Girl has become the target of an online operation aiming to impregnate her.
Aiming to impregnate.
You know what's really great about this whole sheet of paper in this news is the little ads down at the bottom where it says the extra stuff I was reading earlier. Women 21 through 32 can apply online for egg donations, up to $8,000 in compensation.
Oh, I've tried to get Sarah to sell her eggs so many times. I have tried. I have mentioned repeatedly.
You have.
That you ought to.
Amount of time.
No, because it's easy. Baby, you're leaving money on the table.
Does not have any children.
That's what I said. Scotty's high.
Well, it's so she
that's would, just poor reporting, then.
Scotty, yeah, it's just, she would be the last. Look, it says right
Scotty,
here.
Scotty, that's just bad journalism.
She doesn't want to be the last one left out, the last Spice Girl
well,
without
not,
a child.
That's not, mean, that's not the same thing as.
Okay,
Sarah
you're
Davis.
Right. You're right. She might have. She might have.
What? She might have what?
Got a child from adoption.
Done
possibly.
Or it could just mean that some of the other girls don't have kids, but she doesn't want to be the last one, so she's racing because she doesn't want to be the last one that hasn't been a breeder.
Oh, the baby.
There you go.
Jesus. Such controversy.
We're done. We're done. We're moving on.
Put the story down.
I've said this like 15 times. We're moving to a different story now.
But there was another ad on here.
Take the story away from him. Jesus Christ on a stick. All right, we're done, we're moving, and if it's not about Ginger Spice, I don't really care anyway. That's the thing, that's the bottom line here. So there you go. No, but here's the reason that I've said repeatedly, Sarah, that you ought to be having someone harvest your eggs. Is because, and know how much I hate the word harvest.
Well, because I don't really have a problem with it, but it just seems kind of morally wrong in some way.
What morally wrong?
I don't.
Who are you all of a sudden?
Well, I don't want to have little rugrats running around looking like me.
I don't think
they're like, who's my mommy?
I don't think they know. I think that you can sign confidentiality things, can't you? I would do that right now. Scotty, if you could get $8,000 for donating some sperm, you'd do it.
Absolutely.
Hello. I mean, if I am
pretty poor.
And you're fertile, as to the best of my knowledge.
Actually, I don't know if I'm fertile.
Well, we don't know, but I mean, you...
We don't care as long as you get paid, right?
So gross. You have eggs. I mean, presumably they come with a package, right? So, I mean, I'm just saying if I was to go up the street to some guy and go like, look, a day's discomfort and then some chafing, but it's $8,000 in your pocket.
Like, I thought they'd take like some big giant needle and stick it in.
I don't think you can take out eggs with a needle. I think it's a series of tubes. I don't know how they do that now that I think about
it. I don't want to know.
$8,000 money on the table. That is like walking by an envelope full of cash in the street and not taking it. That's how guys
view. It's probably some really painful invasive surgery that you don't know about.
I don't think so. Lindsay Lohan had her appendix taken out through her navel or some crap. And they said they do it with like a 1 inch. And an appendix is what we call very large. An egg is small.
We all know that Lindsay Lohan didn't actually get her appendix taken out.
But the people said that they can do wonderful things. They can operate in your heart with a laser now. They could take out your egg. Think of all the things. You could buy a car with $8,000.
I could.
And all you do is you just say, I don't want whoever it is, I don't want him finding me in the future.
That's what I was going to say.
Think of the show material that would be. Sarah, come on, where is your love for the program? Think of how many shows we could get out of today. Sarah Dillon says goodbye to one of her eggs. Think about that.
I feel wrong about it. Something feels wrong.
Is it wrong because...
I think it's because...
We're just going to abandon any sense today that we have any personal boundaries or space or guidelines or borders today.
I guess it's because it feels frivolous because I wouldn't be doing it because I'm like, oh, I want to help contribute to another human life. I just do it for the money.
Well, that's... So what? I mean,
isn't that morally wrong?
Well, Tina Turner.
Are you really saying this? Are you saying this to be?
No, I'm not trying to be anything. It's just that whole.
Are you saying this to move the argument along in terms of show content, or you really think it's morally wrong?
Honestly, I don't. I have looked at those ads, and I see how much money you can make off of it. But something inside of me feels like it's morally wrong. So I mean, I can.
But it's not like the egg just goes, and it's not like they grow a kid and kick it out into the street.
I know.
Like a Dickens novel.
I don't know what my problem is.
We've grown you from Sarah. Now you're free. Fly away. Don't they take it and they give it to the parents that want the...
And they like stick it in their body and...
Yeah. And it's like a your chocolate and my peanut butter kind of thing?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean.
It's just the thought of having some person out there with my DNA running around is a little freaky.
I know how you feel. I don't. That was supposed to be a crude joke. DNA, just like a...
Oh, boy.
It was supposed to be like a Bill Clinton thing.
You really reached in there.
It was reaching and falling. I'd be curious to know if anybody's done that. I mean, we're not really like it. We're not a topic-driven program. We're not a topic-driven, color-heavy show. But seriously, if you've done that, I would... That is a thing I'm asking now because I legitimately want to know the answer to it. That if anybody has sold or donated an egg or something... I'd really like to know because that's I'm just curious. Not that I can
do it.
Because
even if I did donate an egg, and somewhere along the lines, like you can do DNA testing, you know, for whatever.
Are you just afraid the kid would find you later, like a mommy? and you're just, you know, or mommy or
it
whatever.
Seems,
and
it seems too involved. It seems like there's, I don't, there's just, it makes me feel weird.
All right. We have this. Rick, the egg donor program isn't as easy as you might think. And if you think Sarah's bitchy now, says this emailer, not Rick Emerson.
Oh, boy.
If you think Sarah's bitchy now, put her on some hormones and crap and see if you like that. Oh, yeah, they also do a lot of vaginal ultrasounds. That feels really, really wrong.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Signed Stephanie. So Stephanie, who apparently knows the things. All right, well, we'll see if anybody can weigh in. I'll just do a... Really, is that true? Oh, by the way, I fixed the audio problem over here. I figured out what it was.
Okay.
Let's see if we if I can play this. All right, I'm gonna play this now. We'll see if this works. Scotty, go ahead and get the deal with the news while I'm getting this ready. I've got a little surprise for you.
All right. Well,
is your microphone turned off?
Okay,
the microphone has to be on.
The rock group The Police will be reuniting for the Grammy telecast.
Hurrah!
Okay. Time now for your monkey watch.
Here's your monkey watch for whatever. It's for Tuesday on this, the Rick Emerson radio program. She's not the same without Tim here. No offense. Go ahead.
Say that.
I'm just saying,
really
this is, of all the beds, this is the one that's the most like Tim.
Well,
oh, we have,
did make
and we
bed,
have egg
fine.
Donors, I think, I want to talk to us. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Paris Hilton sleeps with her monkey, Bardot. This is kind of a double Paris thing, by the way. Paris Hilton swears the only person she goes to bed with is her sweet, furry animal.
Her sweet, sweet monkey.
Sweet, sweet monkey.
I need my monkey.
I need my furry monkey.
Paris recently said instead of sleeping with men, she now shares her bed with a monkey. Yes, a monkey. The animal-loving Harris, who took a vow of...
Did you say Harris?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna step back. The animal-loving Harris, who took a view of celibacy last year, has revealed she sleeps with her pet baby monkey for company. Let's move on to the second part of the Paris news today. Paris Hilton is suing a website for displaying personal items.
And by personal items, do you mean her vagina?
No.
Oh, yeah, there's
are you
her
sure?
Vagina.
That is a personal item.
Okay, I did not hear this. Fill me in. Inquiring minds want to know.
You don't know?
I'm not going to be filling you in.
I
thought you would already know. Are you the queen of the Paris Hilton fan club? You're the one that's seriously.
The queen?
Now listen, you're the queen.
I'd be the king of that club.
Here's the thing about it. It's like we used to work, now you don't know this, you don't know her, but we used to work with this woman named Jolie. And Jolie was the only person we ever met that really liked Jennifer Lopez. She liked J-Lo. She was the only person we ever found who honestly, unironically, sincerely liked J-Lo. You are the only person we know who finds Paris Hilton attractive. You're the only one. I mean, seriously, you and this guy named Richard Nunn, who lives in Florida now, you and he probably has changed, but you're the only person we know that finds her hot, because Sarah was noting before the show that she's over, baby. She's done. She's peaked. You put a fork in her.
Yeah, Paris, yeah, she's
let's
on her.
Let's say you knew nothing whatsoever about her. And you saw her at a...
But the only thing that makes her beautiful to people is her power. You've said
and
that.
I'm not even turned on by that.
I don't know. I think she's good looking.
Why?
Now, do you know why...
Her blonde hair and she just looks good.
Okay, Scotty, stop. Do you know why she's suing that website? Do you know
why?
What they found?
Yes, I do. But it doesn't say all that information on here. It just talks a little bit about...
Do you know what they found?
Are you going to repeat what I think you're going to repeat? What you were talking about earlier?
No, I was just saying I have a list of some of the things that they have on that website.
Is this like a smoking gun thing? Are we going to be repeating unfounded allegations?
No, this is actual stuff that they have...
Or these founded allegations?
These are actually founded. These are things that they found in her personal collection that she left there. No, she's left all kinds of naked pictures, videotapes of her having sex on them, her doing drugs, her doing everything.
So when you say doing drugs, now this is something that they found. They found a tape of her.
They found a tape of her smoking pot, doing mushrooms, so like saying that she was too high to go out and do anything.
Says this. So there's an actual film of her saying that.
Oh, no, yeah.
Because remember, there was some unpleasantness
film.
A few weeks ago where you told me something about someone you knew. How do I put this? A few weeks ago in the program, you had mentioned to me during the break, someone, you had a 2 degrees of separation from someone who did a lot of strawberry cocaine. And I, like an idiot, opened my mouth and repeated it on the air, and I think we had to bleep it because it was unfounded. We didn't really know that it was true.
No,
so this is, you're just repeating what this website has alleged.
Yeah, no, they haven't alleged it. They actually have, you know, there's, you know, Paris Hilton's so mad that she's suing about
it. Fantastic.
They also found medical bills saying that she's had a miscarriage.
Oh.
And just all this unpleasant stuff. Plus, they also found prescription bottles for hydrocodone and the herpes medication Valtrex.
Sexy.
I found a lot of I do feel kind of bad for her, but not really.
Okay, speaking of sexy, right here, I have this. Is my computer turned up over there? Okay. I think this will probably play correctly.
Can I kiss you?
Scotty,
can I kiss you on the mouth?
No!
Please let me.
Scotty, oh!
How great is that? Let's hear it again.
Can I kiss you?
Scotty,
can I kiss you on the mouth?
No!
Please let me.
Scotty, no!
And that was a scene with Dirk Diggler, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. All right.
Were you trying to kiss him on the mouth?
503-733-2970. Why Sarah should throw her eggs? Let's see. Because to do so, you get injected with buttloads of hormones in order to cause, wait for it, super ovulation of the ovaries.
Just talking about this is making me kind of nauseous.
That's like
honestly.
A Wile E. Coyote's a super genius.
I'm
Sarah Dillon. Yeah. Super ovulation. by the way, the ovaries apparently, guess what they...
Okay, I don't want to know. Just,
I'm not saying your ovaries. I'm saying the ovaries of someone else.
Ever.
Let's say Paris Hilton's ovaries. If Paris Hilton were to have hormones to cause super ovulation, fill in the blank in this sentence, Sarah. Her ovaries would swell to the size of what?
Walnuts.
bigger.
Kiwis.
How big is a kiwi? Well, close. Lemons.
Oh, man.
To the size of lemons.
Kidding?
Oh, and then they're harvested with a huge needle.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's...
Oh, do we have calls? Yes, we do. Let's see. Oh, this is turning into a Leica show. I'm seeing the screen. Sperm donor. The child doesn't know. Let's talk to Donor Girl. Is that right
here?
Three? Hello. Hi. Hello. You're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hello.
Hi.
I've done it twice. So if Sarah has any questions, fire away.
Now, is this...
I don't have the stomach for it. I don't think I could do it.
Okay, but that doesn't matter because Rick Emerson has questions.
It's really not that bad.
And so you have... So, how do I put this? So, what, did you actively seek this out, or did you see one of those ads where it's like $8,000 for your womanly eggs, and then you call up and you're like, take them?
Yes. I contacted them, and they hooked me right up.
So, did they jack you full of hormones for weeks on end?
Yes. You have to match up your cycle with the recipient's cycle.
Uh-huh.
So you're both on the same birth control pills at the same time for a month or two. And then for another few weeks, you give yourself injections with a teeny tiny little needle, either in the upper thigh or the stomach. And it really doesn't hurt, even though it sounds like it does.
Now, what about this? What about this business of your ovaries becoming the size of lemons?
I don't know. I can't see them. But they do feel a little crampy.
Okay.
A little full, perhaps.
Have I forgotten to remove a cyst? Do they remove the eggs with a needle or with like a, I don't know, like a spoon or something? How do they get the egg out? Well, I don't know. I got like salad tongs or something? Yeah.
the night before, you actually have to do, there's a bad shot the night before, and you have to kind of give it in the upper quadrant of your backside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bigger needle, and it like triggers the readiness of the eggs. So they tell you, you know, 2 days before, you're going to do this on, say, Wednesday, and then you have to be there Friday morning. They put you out, you're not awake, you don't know anything that's going on. And then apparently they go up with this needle suction thing through the lining of the hoo-hoo and into the ovary, and they suck out 8 to 15 to 20 eggs, and then they take them and put them in the other one, and
then
you wake up.
They run away with the spoon. Sarah's yelling at me that we're over time here, but two quick questions. Does it hurt afterwards? Like you wake up a couple days later, you're like, ow, ow, ow. And B, is it, do you, Let's see. Is there any sort of agreement up front that, like, the kid's not going to be able to track you down later?
As far as pain goes, you do get some painkillers. And for the first day or so, you feel kind of crampy and hurty. But it, you know, after a day or so, it goes away. It's not a whole lot different than, you know, cramps,
right.
Regular menstrual cramps. And after a couple days, you feel fine, and you're walking out with a check, so you feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
And as far as contacting, I did it through two agencies. The first one, it was no question, nothing either way. The second one, they asked me if I wanted to be known at all to the other family, and I said no. They said, do you want to know if the harvest results in conception, yes or no? And I said no,
so you're total kind of blissful ignorance about it.
Yep, although the when I called them again, they looked at my chart and they said, oh, yes, come back in. So I'm thinking it was probably pretty good. Apparently, I fertile up well.
Yeah, you're as fertile as can be. All right, excellent. There's that donor girl. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, God bless you. There you go. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Rick, I can tell you 100% that is not something I plan on doing, nor will I ever do, ever.
What if it was just walnuts?
No.
I love you, Sarah. Come on.
I love you too, Rick.
All right, back after this. 503-733-2970. Dennis Pitzenbarger around the corner. Like is at 3, Donna Mike at 7. We'll get some more of these calls. So you said it. Here's Meatloaf.
I got a man on the side. Yeah, she's with him today, and I probably won't die, but it sure feels that way. And I used to be strong, I used to be tough, and she used to be pretty, but now she's just pretty up. Oh, I'm pretty up. Yeah, I'm pretty up now. Oh, she used to be pretty, but now she's just pretty f***ed up. Now I know people change.
Super suckers. All right, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program, live from the brand new studios of AM970 Solid State Radio. I just have to read this one. Rick, I think this phrase is the new direction. Rick, are we all waiting for Sarah's exciting overreaction? Overreaction. And then he says, by the way, remind Sarah she technically is a series of tubes. 5037 fallopian tubes. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson program a man for whom I've actually prepared the theme today. From the Fuel Show, Saturdays 9 to 11 on AM 970, Dennis Pitzenbarger. Hello, sir.
Don't know where the button is. Sorry.
I gotcha.
No, we
sorry
got
about
you,
that.
You don't, you,
sorry
you,
about that.
Yeah, you don't have... We're going to control all of your functions. We're going to control all of your microphone functions today.
I've gone backwards in the series of what I get to touch and not touch within the studio.
Okay. How's life? How are things?
Life is good. I just got back, obviously, from the auto show, planning for a couple really good shows for the Fuel Show and Fuel Show Television. The auto show brought some very interesting insight for me to understand why General Motors is $10.5 billion in debt.
I read this the other day. Now, was it General Motors or was it Ford?
Ford swallowed up $8.7 billion. That's because they want to...
How is that even possible? How do you lose $8.7 billion? I don't know.
I
it's obscene. I can't even fathom that.
For me to fathom that and then to try to understand, and you know, it has nothing to do with the, you know, you get, this has nothing to do with, like, you know, pick the Chevy dealer in the area. It has nothing to do with the local Ford dealer in the area. It has to do with them as a corporation. And it came to complete and utter clarity when I'm sitting at a GM dinner and you have all these GM bigwigs there, and one, I got a really bad rap because I was joking. And for those of you that don't know, Rick Wagoner is like the head guy. Bob Lutz is like the head guy of General Motors. And then there's this guy named Rick Wagoner who's like the design guy. He puts all the, he basically is the puppeteer of all the different divisions of General Motors. And one of the things that's interesting is they have this two-hour hoopla about ethanol, hybrid cars, and hydrogen-powered automobiles, and all the things that General Motors is going to do good. I stand up and ask one hard question. And Rick Emerson, I kid you not, the gentleman who was the leader of this meeting, stands up and says, well, why don't we go ahead and slap his hand? Why don't we go ahead and get to that after dinner? And just completely blew me up.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, don't worry about the giant, you know, hole in the ozone or anything you're trying to do to get your future, your company. Just go ahead and pad your pockets with your half-carat diamond earrings that you're wearing in both ears, by the way. So just, I just came out of that meeting with such a sour taste. It was very unfortunate from a guy who grew up on General Motors products. I mean, it was just, you try to look at the multi-layers. You would think that all, I mean, it's just different. You know, it's all big business. You look at, you know, even CBS Radio. You would think that, how complicated can it be? It's a guy in a room with a microphone. He turns it on. He's entertaining. Another person plays with the candy-colored buttons, and it all comes to fruition.
There's a lot of bitterness going on for
well,
me today.
The people...
Take a breather.
You want some coffee? Pep you up a little bit?
Oh, no, I just had an energy drink. I slammed it just before I walked in here.
Fantastic. Well, we don't need as crazy negativity in here.
And what I don't need is something... What I don't need is a sticky energy drink spilled on the counter, by the way. There is no, just so you know, there is going to be a taint put on the person who, well, maybe that too. I was going to say, there is going to be a furious hex put on the person who is the first to spill something, because nothing's been spilled in here yet, to my knowledge, or the knowledge of anybody.
It's not going
to
be me.
It's going to be somebody. There will come a time, and I hate to say this, but we know that it's true, there will come a time where somebody, Chuck Knopf style, will spill something in the studio. I'm not going to be the first one.
Now, where is the dart gun? Because somewhere behind a piece of breakable glass, there is a tranquilizer gun for Jeff specifically, because when someone
the engineers are gonna they'll go mental when that happens.
Yeah, there'll be a little extra weight in the dumpster outside. I believe is the way you put that.
It's true. Let's see, do we have one more break here?
We do.
All right, so let me read a couple emails. We'll break, we'll come back, we'll do a little bit of news with Scotty J. We'll talk more to Dennis Spitzenberger. We'll probably not get to the top five today, Scotty, and I think we're gonna blow the suburban perspective off, because we kind of had this weird suburban perspective earlier where I was talking about my mental breakdown, and then it became something about Scotty and Mrs. J. And then,
have you guys all made up and hugged yet?
There's no, we don't, no, we're fine. It's
okay. There was a little tension. I mean, you guys were sensing the bitterness of me.
So you decided to solve it by coming in and adding on your problem.
Yeah, no. I thought I'd come in and be kind of a cooler, per se, and bring the problems upon myself. Rather, kind of absorb them. I'm a sponge.
You're going to be, you're a death eater, a sin eater. You're going to come in and you're going to consume our evil. This email just says, hey, nut. I think I finally, that's the caring, sensitive, tender side of the Rick Emerson audience that understands
the
fragile nature of my psyche. The subject of this email is amateur psychology. Hey, nut. I think I figured out your issue. You, Rick Emerson, have no enemies left to fight. You've constantly fought to get back on the air, fought with your program director, fought with management, fought with the owners. Now you've gotten a new studio, you don't know what to do with yourself. There's finally someone treating you right professionally, and now you're just lashing out at everybody in your life in a self-destructive fashion. Just one guy's opinion about another. So there you go. That is the opinion of some Matt. Let's see, that's about his, that's his thumb. All right, we should take a break here. Rick, is there any chance the fact that you have a male therapist gets the... No. I don't even want to read that. A guy speculating that your thing about my shrink is that because I have a male shrink, that you have the same... because, you know, people have all these weird, bizarre, inappropriate thoughts about the fact that you have a female shrink, and they like to think that your shrink sessions consist of nothing but you and Wendy rubbing each other's necks. And so this guy's speculating that you... This guy's speculating that you are projecting a lot of weirdness because you secretly want to see me make out with my shrink.
I haven't seen Wendy in a long time.
No, that's okay. You've never seen a picture of my shrink either, so...
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's a bit disturbing. I can just people envisioning like Sarah and her therapist hitting in a pillow fight.
No? Hello. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. Here's the Descendants. Back after this. Hello. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Thank you for coming by. 503-733-2970. Here with Dennis Pitsenbarger from The Fuel Show and so forth. You work right upstairs now.
I'm closer than you probably want me now.
You're like 15 feet away. You're like directly above us.
I can do the Revenge of the Nerds right down the hallway into the kiddie pool. Bam, I'm there.
Can we just get like a hell yeah, though, for how great the studio is? Because have you been in here since it's been done and completed?
I have been in here during its several stages. To see it as a complete running studio now is very impressive. I mean, this is... I love
fantastic.
The line of sight. I love the way everything's put together. The processing on the microphone, I have never sounded so good. And I sound like, you know, what's most of the time.
No, and Scotty sounds good. That Tim microphone is great. Sarah's is great. I mean, yeah, it's all that, as the kids say. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's pay a final visit to the Ministry of Truth. This, in for Tim Riley, is Scotty J.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is
Scotty J. Now,
a gas station explosion unfortunately kills four. Some 22 minutes ago in West Virginia near a ski resort.
Unfortunately. Is that the strongest word you could come up with?
Well, this is ad hoc news, Rick.
Ad hoc news? Who are you that just used the word ad hoc?
I don't know. I've been reading dictionary.com lately.
Is that a power word?
Throw one at me. Let's get back to the news. Fumes from a leaking propane tank.
What does hearsay mean?
It's something you can hear, but you can't really say it.
Uh-huh. Okay. It unfortunately killed four people. Because otherwise the explosion would be just Jim Dandy.
Well, it did blow candy and hot dog wrappers 200 to 300 feet away from the resort. So. There is something pleasing about it.
There is some. I'm sure the families appreciate your support in this time of stress. And at least it rained Skittles on towns up to 3 miles away.
There were people that did live, so that's a good thing.
Glass half full, Scotty. Way to be.
Embedded with Snickers bars.
There were people who did make it. You should call the victims' families and tell them that. No, don't feel bad. There are other people who lived. Yeah, well done.
Moving right along, a wife in San Diego is convicted of poisoning a Marine. Now, I think this happened quite a while ago, so this is the actual court justice here. A woman was convicted today of murdering her Marine husband with arsenic so she could cash in on his $250,000 life policy and have her...
What? That's
this area enlarged right here.
What area?
What word should we use for that? Her breasts.
I like how you ask the question, and then you don't wait for my response. You just say it. What do we say it? Boob? Come
this
on.
Is for a news story.
So. Normally when you ask a question like that, and you wait for an answer. You just asked the question and then didn't even pause for me to tell you. You just sort of said it. And the best part is that you're behind the monitor where I can't actually see what you're pointing to. All I see is your elbow sort of moving. All right, so she killed a guy so she could get insurance money to pay for a breast enlargement.
Right, but in addition to her breast enlargement...
What does she have enlarged? Inquiring minds want to know.
Her friends and coworkers testified that she threw wild parties and had casual sex with multiple partners in the weeks after her husband's death. So she got her...
Oh, he was
she
dead.
She got what was coming to her.
Hey, you have to sit next to him. I'm way over here.
Wait, so she killed him?
She killed him to get the life insurance to buy bigger breasts. And okay. then in Scotty's words, lady. Then got what was coming to her.
I thought they were called dirty pillows in this forum.
Well, they usually are.
Just to finalize this story, it is quite sickening. His death was initially ruled out as a heart attack, but tests on his liver found levels of arsenic 1,020 times that of the normal level. So,
okay.
That's
she got
arsenic
it.
In your liver.
Because you're normally supposed to have lots of arsenic in your liver. Rick, not that Scotty J is doing a poor job. The subject line, by the way, this email is, how I missed him. Not that Scotty J is doing a poor job, but when Tim is around, half of today's conversations would never have taken place. I know more about you and your aversion to hugs and Sarah's potential to donate eggs than anybody needed to know. I'm calling my shrink right now to clear my head of these horrible thoughts. Thanks. Well, it's what we do. It has been a bit of an overshare today, but, you know.
It has. Let's never do this again.
Let's just stay home from now on. Just stay home and weep silently in a closet covered in a quilt.
I think you and I need to get diaries or something, so that way we put all of our thoughts in there. So much on the microphone.
Doesn't it seem like I either ought to need a shrink or this, not both? I mean, really, doesn't it, strictly speaking, doesn't it seem like one of those...
No, we can't do anything to help you.
You just exacerbate the problem. Every day I come here, it's just
all
a needle in my heart.
All I do is mock your pain. That's really helping.
Sir, the listener's calling me nut job to my face.
Well, don't you think that that's a better forum for you to get help? I mean, every day I listen to you, I just think I have an...
This audience cure? Yes, I'm
sorry,
go ahead.
Well, you do make other people feel better about their life.
My voice, what did that woman say a couple weeks ago? Rick, your voice heals thousands of people. You weren't here that day. That was the day you were gone, and a woman called at the top of the show. She goes, Rick Emerson, your voice and your laughter has the power to heal thousands.
What?
It was Jeff McGinley will tell you. She was serious, too. She called her. She's like, your voice and your laughter heal, Rick.
I wasn't talking about your voice and laughter. I was talking about the fact that your problems...
Well, my problems
feel better about...
Is that everybody else feels normal?
Well, Dennis, what were you going to say?
What were you going to say, Dennis?
Not much. I was thinking more along the lines of the fact that you could probably use the audience as your diary to get feedback for your problems.
You don't want your diary to...
It's called airing out on the air.
Have the audience vote on my treatment.
Every day I sit and listen, I go, you know what? I could cure that problem, but I would rather have you let it fester. It's more entertaining.
Thank you.
There's that name again.
At least you're being honest. At least you're being upfront about it.
I don't want to shortchange it. I want to let these things kind of work themselves out, they might say.
It's like a splinter that you don't want to take out with a pin. You don't want to prick your finger, so you just sit there and you just let your finger bloat and bloat until eventually
just squeeze it and it explodes.
That's what you do. We just kept squeezing and one day he exploded. They'll say Scotty will tell the news crew if they're calling bodies out of the building.
There were rappers everywhere.
But there are some people who lived, so don't worry.
Kittle's buried an inch deep in the wall.
It was sickening. All right, there you go.
Good
fantastic.
Lord.
All right. And the problem, God love her, well, she's not listening. The problem with my wife being a nurse, though, is that my wife does this thing, and I don't know if there's equivalence to this in any other. Well, see, you get the reverse equivalent where you're a car guy. And so every idiot who has a car, like my brakes are making a grinding noise. I'm like,
yeah, me just yesterday.
What's wrong with my brakes making a grinding noise? Where should I take them? My wife does the opposite, where because she's a nurse, every problem, every ailment anybody has, she immediately wants to diagnose. You know, like anytime she hears like a cough in line at the supermarket, she's like, let me talk now. Have you talked about that? Whatever. And she told him,
is that a deep cough?
Is that in the esophageal region or is it? And she totally like, I know that she spent thousands of dollars in college, but she just wants to diagnose everybody and every ailment anybody has at the drop of a hat. And so the version of that for me is that every time I have a day like today, I go home and she's got a list of medications drawn up that she thinks I ought to be injected with. She wants them to hold me down and hit me with a tranquilizer gun 100 times before I come to work every day.
Now, you're just a couple years younger than me. Do you have, I mean, at this point in your psychosis, do you have the little pill jar that are marked Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
I did. I used to be on years ago. Not years ago. Three, 4 years ago. I was on the... They didn't do it. I mean, I agreed to take Prozac. And I agreed to take Prozac for the same reason I agreed to go into therapy. Because, and I don't mean to sound... I really don't mean to sound as snippy as this sounds. But because my wife wanted me to. Not a woman. That's the wrong way to put it. Because my wife wanted me to. And I took Prozac, and that ended... that worked out poorly. Because it just made me jittery. It just made me all jacked up, and I was twitchy, and I couldn't focus, and it was like it had the opposite effect. And then I went off that. They put me on Zoloft, and I tried that. And I've been on Ativan. I mean, no one wants to sit in here about the stupid laundry list of crap that I've been on. But I've taken my share of medications, and it all either doesn't work, like Zoloft and Prozac didn't work, or it works too well, like Ativan, and I just want to sit around and be high all the time and never get anything done. So they're really
so no
in middle ground.
So no matter what the happy pill they give you, you just can't be happy?
No, I can be happy. Ativan makes me incredibly happy. Some of those are like Xanax. That'll make you incredibly happy. The problem is I'll be happy enough that I'd be happy to stay home, happy to be fired for never coming in, happy to lay around and be evicted.
I mean, run into the car in front of you.
How do you spell that? Hold on.
Mm. Ativan?
No, no, no. The one that makes you so happy you don't care if you come to work without your pants. That's the one I need.
that's W-H-I-S-K-E-Y. Yes?
I think you need to focus a little bit more on your emotions instead of, like, what's wrong with you trying to pinpoint it. I don't know. It's kind of a downward spiral, my friend.
Thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks for the positive affirmation. You'll never pull out of it. You're doomed.
What does Lara think you should do?
I don't know. Lara, I told you that she... Well, no, she wants me to go on medication again. That's her thing. She hasn't pushed it on me, but that is... But because she's a nurse.
You'd be so much less kooky, though.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, and I hate to be some stupid guy, you know, who... I hate to be just like every moronic, like, showbiz cliche on earth. But I also don't want to just become boring.
And, I don't want to water down Rick Emerson.
So, and I don't mean to make it sound like she doesn't know what she's talking about, but because she's a nurse, that is, like, where they go. Every problem anybody has in America, there is immediately, like, a chemical solution to it somehow. And it just worked really badly for me in the past.
There's a herbal supplement or something rather than going with the
Rick, you just
medication.
Need some airborne.
Yeah, you know.
What's coming up on the Fuel Show this weekend?
Well, radio's going to have Justin Marks, a ARCA driver, and, of course, the regular Behind the Wheels and all the segments. And unfortunately, minus me, it will be I will be in sunny Maui.
When are you going to Maui?
I'm going to Maui Friday. I'm sorry.
Why are you going to Maui?
Because someone else footed the bill. My wonderful mother and father-in-law decided to take the entire family to Maui, and that is the only way I can afford it. So before you start getting the tar and feathers ready for me for being a bastard and going to Hawaii.
Hey, don't you look that, you know, this bastard over here, Scotty has a television in his shower.
Yeah.
Is it a flat panel, of course? Is it plasma?
It's exactly like this right here.
It's more like a flat panel monitor.
It's exactly like what you're looking at.
You
right
have a
there.
TV
it's
in your shower.
Not that big of a deal.
You have a TV in your shower.
The new TV I got last weekend downstairs. That's a big deal.
Okay, Scotty.
Yeah, I have the wrong. Can we switch careers?
No. Because we thought he was effing with us. You have a television in your shower.
It's not in the shower. There's the whole room. The whole end of the room has been made into a shower, and it's got all glass in front of it, and so you can look out the glass at
one. In your bathroom, though. Yes. Your bathroom facing the shower, there is a television. Now, is this is it everybody's bathroom? Is this like a bathroom just for you and Mrs. J? Or?
It's off the master.
Do you have cable in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
to make matters worse, I had both speakers installed in the top of the shower.
For the love of God, have I made a wrong career choice along the line somewhere? I mean, what in the hell?
I think that's yes for all of us.
Real estate, baby.
What?
Oh, I think he said real estate, baby.
Leave the room now.
Yeah. At Fuel Television, actually, we will be doing the Subaru STI, the Acura TSX, and a really cool news piece from the folks at Jeep.
Excellent.
So throw that in there. And it is, for those of you that are race fans, it is 19 days of Daytona. I want to point that out for those of you that are Daytona 500 fans. We're kind of excited. We're going to have a little party, a fuel party, on the 18th, the Saturday before. And I would like to have all three of you. Maybe Scotty, if he decides to take it. Only if you install a TV in my shower are you invited. Other than that, you can't come. I would like to invite you and Sarah to come to the... We would be absolutely happy to have you as part of the fuel party.
Well, thank you.
I would...
you're not gonna...
No, I mean, I would really like to go, but that's so we can make our mother's funeral. That's why I can't go.
That's okay. I mean...
Okay. A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to play this one. That's a mistake. Sorry about that. Mailman Chris joining us now on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Yeah, not like I'm already going to be in enough trouble.
What did you do?
What the hell? What happened? What? Why?
I think you're transmitting that death flu over the radio waves because I've got two very sick kids at home.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest. That one kid could stand to have his energy tamping down a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, it's good.
He's been pretty listless the last couple days.
Well, so. It's going to decrease the ability to run from the cops. You know what I'm talking about. So what's
it's
up?
It's more time at home. It's more time for damage at home.
That's the spirit. What did I get to today? What did I not get to today?
You know, you got to an impromptu suburban perspective, so I'm going to count that because you kind of talked to him about his faith and his praying. And Lisa talks about Hillary, Ed McCarthy, Brandy killed a guy. Not your Brandy, Dennis, but the other Brandy, Moesha Brandy. Are you still crazy? I've been in and out of appointments and waiting for prescriptions, so I didn't hear anything about Ow My Sack.
No, I didn't get to Ow My Sack. That's going to have to be tomorrow.
Right. And I didn't hear whether you talked about his approval ratings being...
No, no, so there's two. So, I'm at, so that is two. So I'm at two for today?
Yeah, you were, and to appease Dan in New Zealand, yes, you did miss three items yesterday, but I'm giving you a bye since I think you got enough exercise walking the 2.5 miles to the new station.
Thank you, sir. All right, we got to blow, brother. There you go.
Here too.
Rick Emerson Show. Be back tomorrow at 11. See you then. Bye now.